In a long-term relationship, you always automatically sacrifice sexual desire. Being a sex therapist, this has actually been an area of a lot of intense science that suggests it's not quite that simple. How do you kind of reconcile the fact that there are people who are in very long-term relationships, who are very, very close, that might still report the best sex of their life? Differentiation is the critical factor, where I sense, I am separate from you. I have my own identity and you have your own identity. If the two people in a relationship have different activities that are totally separate, where you can watch that person engaging in their activities that you're not involved in whatsoever, it creates that wanting to be curious, wanting to kind of understand. There's some mystery there. There's all sorts of feelings that it can activate. And it turns out all of those feelings are actually really, really good for sexual desire, even in the context where there's so much that's already familiar. We also found that during COVID, when people were spending a lot of time together, there was, you know, a prediction that there would be a baby boom within 9 months of March 2020. Guess what? The opposite happened. We saw sky-high levels of relationship breakup, higher levels of divorce than pre-pandemic, and it's because people were spending way too much time together and were not differentiated at all.